We're here with Jose Diaz with Thales eSecurity. Jose is the Director of Technical and Strategic Business Development, or Director of Technical and Strategic Business Development. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Fantastic. I'm glad I got it right. Jose, you know, considering the climate that we're in today and some of the turmoil that the financial institutions are going through, what do you think should be top of mind with them right now as they go into 2009?
I think one of the biggest issues has to do with data protection. I think we keep seeing in the news all the breaches and account compromise. I think probably the most interesting item from this year has been where you had the breaches such as with Hannaford, where you're dealing with retailers that in a sense are PCI compliant, and still, you know, data was compromised. I think one of the things that we're going to start seeing is a lot of people focusing more on the intent of what PCI is trying to do, protect data in all forms and all fashions, not necessarily focusing a lot of times on the specific letters or the specific examples that they may actually bring up. It's how do you take a more holistic approach to protecting all consumer data in all forms, whether it's being transmitted or stored, regardless of whether it's a public network or a private network. The other issue probably has to do more with authentication. I think as you start doing more and more services for customer convenience online or starting to see some service being over mobile devices, how do you actually protect consumer information or access to the information? How do I properly authenticate an individual coming in, and how do I protect his authentication data so that it cannot be compromised when we're coming over all these alternate service channels?
Right. No, I think those are valid concerns, especially in light of consumer confidence, right? It has to be confidence not only in the financial stability of the institution, but in the security of the institution, protecting their data, as you said. So, listen, considering what you just outlined as top of mind with these guys, how is Thales proposing to help them?
Okay. From a Thales perspective, well, we've been working with a lot of the solutions we have in the banking segment for a lot of the transaction processing, and it's actually extending the services provided by the solutions to be able to cover not just processing transactions, but also extend it to authenticating customers, regardless of what service channel they may be using. So if you think about it, when I go to an ATM or a point-of-sale terminal and I use a PIN to authenticate myself in order to retrieve money or to make a purchase, when you start dealing with being able to do it online or being able to do it over a mobile device, to be able to leverage that same infrastructure and saying, I am authenticating a customer and I have to do it in a secure method, whether it's a PIN or whether it's a password or whether it's a token or whatever it is that we're utilizing. We also recently acquired Encipher, which also worked in a lot of solutions in the PKI space, tape and storage backup. We're talking about data protection.
Sure.
So what it's allowed us to do is now have a much broader portfolio, very complementary to the solutions we offer for securing data, whether it's at rest or in transit, or anything having to do with authentication, PKI infrastructures, with certificates, be able to do it in a transparent fashion.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you're increasing your portfolio, and that should be helpful. So going into this next year, obviously it's fairly turbulent. What advice generally do you have for these guys, especially in their security responsibilities?
I think, as you said, it is going to be challenging with the economy as far as dealing with investments and what other solution can someone purchase. And sometimes it may be an opportunity to actually look internally and get an assessment of how processes and things are being done in order to find, be able to leverage existing solutions they may have or existing implementations they may have to extend into being able to perhaps protect information better. So I think it's a good time to reassess how to better leverage what they have in-house. And I think that's why, from our perspective, it's a good opportunity, because what we are trying to do is how a customer with an implemented solution can actually utilize it to do more with it, how to protect the data with the same device so that the same infrastructure they have in place can actually be leveraged to do more, which in the long term actually helps them in not having to make a parallel investment to how to authenticate a customer online if I already have a device that is authenticating a customer over an ATM or a POS, can I use that system and that infrastructure to authenticate someone online instead of having to purchase a completely parallel or separate solution? So I think that's where customers are going to be, how can I leverage more what I have, and where are some of the issues that I have to address?
Sure. No, I think they'll appreciate that cost savings while still being effective. So that's fantastic. Hey, thanks very much.
Pleasure.